just very important to give these people the type of credit that I felt they were due.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we have two copies of Recollections, the Detroit Years, and we'd like to give it to the first two people. That's all we're going to give away today. The first two people who call 545-5656, and you tell us who at this point in our informal poll is leading as the favorite disc jockey in the 60s. Now, earlier we asked, who was your favorite disc jockey in the 60s in Detroit? And had people call 545-5656 with that correct answer. Now what I'm looking for, and of course the poll is incomplete, we'll do it as long as the show is on, but I'm looking for who is leading at this point. It's strictly a guesswork thing, all right? So give us a call. Jan is in there, and some of the staff is in there waiting. 545-5656. If you guess who is in the lead at this point, the first two people only will get a copy of Recollections, the Motown sound by the people who made it, and that was written by Jack Ryan, and a fine piece of work, I might add. All right? Thank you. Disc jockeys even into the music business. We've got another one. His name, Lee Allen. You're going to hear him in just a second.
Set me free.
I'm from a man. You came along. 56, Set Me Free. By the way, this is WHNG Monroe. I have to mention that we've done so many different jingles and call letters today. And that was Lee Allen, Set Me Free, from 1964, who is at WXYZ. Now, we have a couple of winners for our recollections, the Motown sound by the people who made it. And the people who took, who answered the informal poll results at this point said Lee Allen was in the lead as the number one disc jockey in people's minds, and that is correct. Linda Brown of Madison Heights, Jim Feliciano of Detroit called in, and both of them were correct, and both of them are getting recollections, the Motown sound by the people who made it, as written by Jack Ryan. Jack.
Speaking.
This book is no longer in record stores. How do people get it?
Well, what we did, we, for the Christmas season, we decided to home market it. It got it into more places faster. So we have 3 months to do this, and we're now selling it directly to your home. We can get it to you. We can mail it out to you for $10.95 plus $2 for postage and handling. If you just mail your check to Whitlaker Marketing, P.O. Box 007, Whitmore Lake, I'm sorry, that's Post Office Box, if you send it to Whitlaker Marketing in Whitmore Lake, Michigan, 48189, I'm sure we'll get it.
Okay, and this is an excellent book. It's added to the group of other already written Motown books, and I think this one is more personalized than most because you actually lived with these people, you talked with them, you got the inside skinny on them.
Well, right? We tried. We interviewed everyone in person, and we took pains with it. And just as I stated earlier with the disc jockeys, I felt they were as much a part of the Motown scene or in the music scene. Let's just leave it at that today. The music scene of Detroit. And, I felt everyone it was entitled to their, spotlight.
Okay, thanks, Jack Ryan. And coming up, we have Detroit artist, music-wise, and still some more disc jockeys and some air checks and some promos and jingles and fun stuff. So you stick around. Jukebox Memories, take a look at rock radio of the 60s and kind of an informal show today as we just kind of cruise through memory lane.
Oh,
Cindy. Holly 56, Nolan Strong, Mind Over Matter, 1962, Jukebox Memories, and Rock Radio of the 60s. We have Clark Reed speaking with us next.
We're getting the most, getting the most, by getting together, getting the most, getting together, the Credit Union way.
Get the most on your savings, get the most from low-cost loans.
Money management and IRAs, use your Credit Union today. We're getting the most.
Get together with your Credit Union for a fast, low-cost loan. We specialize in cutting red tape and helping members get cash fast. Now you can finance a new car, vacation, or almost anything worthwhile with a Credit Union loan. So if you need cash, give us a call. Many loans can be handled over the phone. Get the most fast with a Credit Union loan.
We're getting the most by getting together.
During the National Furniture Sale and Sweepstakes, it's Dobbs. For Michigan's largest selection of quality furniture at guaranteed lowest sale prices, it's Dobbs. For 12 months, interest-free, it's Dobbs. Get your entry blank at Dobbs for your chance at all the prizes and Dobbs' own in-store gifts and incentives. Michigan's largest selection of quality furniture at guaranteed lowest sale prices, only at Dobbs. 12 months, interest-free, only at Dobbs.
JBK Radio, 24 minutes after 7 is the time on this gorgeous Saturday night. How do you do?
Hello, Dave.
I've been telling everybody this is Clark Reed Day on WJBK.
Yeah, just
6 years.
I just came around to welcome you.
Gee, Dad.
No, what have you been about? You've been almost a year now yourself, haven't you? Nearly?
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of catching up to do. In total business-wise, you know, I have a lot to catch up.
Total business-wise, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, being in the business.
Well, you got a lot to go to catch up with Lenhart for all those kibitzins that he gave me today, you know, all them schlitzins.
Oh, boy, that was pretty funny, I thought, most of them.
I think it was a conspiracy.
And Bob Lee, of all guys.
Yeah, I think it was a
conspiracy. It's a wonder he could get up to call you.
Bob, yeah.
You know?
You know, he stayed up, you mean.
Oh, he stayed up?
Yeah.
He didn't go to bed? Must have been some kind of party.
Well, he's you know, he does that. And, of course, he's off on Sunday, and he sleeps
All day Sunday.
Catch up. Because, you know, most
Does
of the places...
Does he pick his head up to have dinner or anything on Sunday?
Most of the places all the way are closed through? On Sunday anyway.
Oh, I see. And he has that particular problem. He loves that, you know.
Yeah,
it just tears his heart out when you talk about that. About, you know, he's never on time and all this stuff.
Listen, sometime when he's in the studio, you just walk by and say, last call. Watch his hand fly. Right here.
Let's go. Too much. Let's go to Edgewater Park. Right.
All right. The person they were speaking of there, Clark Reed. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Clark Reed, the Kid, I think, right?
Well, that was bandied around a little bit over the years.
WJBK. And, of course, you were speaking with Dave Schaefer there. And who was Lenhart? Who was Lee?
Robert E. Lee was on in the afternoon, 3 to 7, I believe, or something like that, 2 to 6 p.m., whatever the drive time they called it was at that time. And Norm Lenhart was a newsman.
Okay, and how long, you told me when we were speaking the other day that you were kind of the dean. You were around and
well, kind of... I was around a long time. I don't know if dean is the right
word. Well, you nurtured some of these guys in the business, showed them how to be creative, showed them how to be good radio personalities. You didn't say
my,
that.
My radio days extended far in advance of the so-called rock era. You know, I started in the radio business in 1949, really. And from 1949 until 56, when Elvis and Bill Haley introduced rock to the rest of the world, it was a world, the music was the world of the Mills Brothers and Doris Day and the Andrews Sisters and many of the big bands and Bing Crosby and things, people like that.
Okay. Did you feel, which part was more exciting, before the rock and roll era or after?
Well, they were each fun and interesting in their own way. I wouldn't say one more than the other, any more than I could pick out any one moment or time or one experience or one personality that seemed to be more impressive than the other.
So you've seen a lot of transition now. A lot of people look back, and a new disc jockey will come to a station. He's still a young guy, and say, man, I want to do this and I want to do that. And some of the older disc jockeys say, well, you know, it's too bad you weren't around when it was really radio. You know, when things were really, I mean, you could really do this, you could really do that.
Well, there was a long period of time up until the so-called payola scandal hit about 1958. And that was kind of triggered by the quiz scandals, you know, when Charles Van Doren, I think it was, admitted that he had... that he knew the answer when he said he didn't, or that he knew it when he was struggling. Well, the quiz programs were fixed on television. $64,000 questions. Some of those others were gigantic audience attention getters. They were tremendous hit television shows. And the thing kind of spread from there to the radio business when people who were on the air were being paid for granting favors.
Okay. Did you get called in to have to testify in some of that stuff?
No, I didn't. Although I think that the WJBK and the company that owned WJBK probably focused more internal attention on that than anybody than any other radio station or station ownership anywhere.
It hadn't really been described that was illegal, so a lot of disc jockeys were caught in it.
Well, it wasn't illegal. There wasn't anything illegal per se about it. It began realistically as if somebody had a strong feeling about some individual performer or an individual performance, and went to great personal lengths to exploit this on his radio program simply because he believed in it, then somebody might do a favor to that person. Say, look, why don't you come to New York as my guest for the weekend and see a show or something like that.
I heard new cars were involved and all kinds of fun things.
Oh, I expect it was, although it wasn't nearly as widespread as most people think. In the congressional testimony, which I had a copy of that at one time, and somebody borrowed it, and it disappeared. But the congressional testimony more or less focused on Cleveland and Pittsburgh, I think, as I remember. And some of those, you know, the testimony showed that nobody really got rich from whatever the records exposed as having been money exchanged.
Kind of growing pains more than anything else.
Well, I suppose that's true, and then it realistically it did get around to the point where some people were saying, look, if you want the record on the air, it's going to cost you X dollars per week.
Did you know anybody that got really creamed, I mean, really got nailed, they're out of the business?
Well, as I said, because of the focus that the company that I was working for put on it, that was the atmosphere in which Tom Clay left Detroit Radio, or at least left WJBK. And he was, I believe, the only person quoted in a national publication as saying, I deserved it, meaning the benefits that he collected from his efforts on the air. He's a very exciting performer, and he certainly could make things happen with a hit record.
Okay, what are you doing today?
I'm doing motion pictures and producing sales meetings for Ross Roy, the merchandising agency for Chrysler Corporation. I left radio in 1966.
Do you miss it?
Oh, yeah. I've looked back many times with fondness on a lot of the things that happened to it. I was always there. There was more than available time could absorb in the way of interesting, fun things to do. Of course, back in those days, there were more personal appearances because there were nightclubs and there were more theaters and there were more things that disc jockeys were invited to. The motion picture business was a bigger business, and previews and premieres of motion pictures there were always many invitations to those, and there were many dinners with leading performers who appeared at local clubs or at theaters or at whatever.
So you got to hobnob with the celebrities, so to speak, and radio people actually were considered celebrities in the 60s.
Well, I suppose that's true. I kind of doubt how much they really deserve that, quote-unquote, because the stars were the people who made the records, and if it weren't for the fact that there were Marvin Gaye's and Berry Gordy's and Smokey Robinson's and people like that around, the disc jockeys wouldn't have anything that would have made them individual entertainers on their own, for the most part.
Thank you, Clark Reed. And we have a WJBK jingle here from 61 to 62. See if you remember it, okay?
Grown-ups do it.
Teenagers do it. Even itty bitty kids do it. All listen to Radio 15 WJBK. Let me tell you about my hometown, oldest in the Midwest states. Teen Chick Fort and a trading post, pioneering city of the Straits.
Yeah.
Jukebox Memories with J.J. Barnes and Pour Unfortunate to Me from 1965. All local artists today, all local disc jockeys and loco disc jockeys in some respects. They were zany, they were crazy, they were fun, and we've got more of them coming up in this hour. My name's Tim Nixon along with Tom Knight, taking a look at that phenomenon, rock radio of the 60s, and what would it be without the commercials? You already heard the Modi City Dragway spots. Well, how about this one, you remember?
Fantabulous day for the family at Fantabulous Edgewater Park.
Pay one price
and ride all day at Fantabulous Edgewater Park.
There are chills and thrills
and exciting rides.
Use the POP bargain plan.
Let's all go to Fantabulous Edgewater Park.
some stuff that we dug out and blew the dust off. Tom Shannon with Henry Gross, all right? Going back just a tad.
Thank you.
1966, Jamie Cohen, The Gigolos, 1961, How Low Is Low, and Jukebox Memories continues to take a look at rock radio of the 60s. Tom Knight, Jack Ryan, and myself, Tim Nixon, and we're thinking of lunchtime, actually, right now, and having a little soup, but in the meantime, we have to go back and ponder, what were people doing late night in the 60s? Well, obviously, with a population explosion, they were busy. Yeah, they were. And they were probably, Don Z, probably, well, more people went to bed with Don Z than he ever went to bed with. Let's put it that way.
Time to kick over the lid of that long black bar. Get out and flutter the wings a bit. Sharpen up the white fang, man. We're on the lookout for another live one. And I don't know. I think we've got one standing up in the control room right now.
Fellow zombies, it's time to turn off the lights. Turn them out. And kick open the lid of that long black box. It's what we call the graveyard shift. Musical kicks from midnight till 6 with Daddy Z. Two E's if you please.
All right, here's the original theme song right here of Don Z's show, Tarantula, with the sound effects.
Vampire.
Dracula.
Vampire.
Dracula.
Come, my darling, and fly away with me.
Bye.
Kindy, Honey 56, The Capri's, and Rosanna. A Detroit group from 1966, rock and roll in the 60s, rock radio of the 60s, as Jukebox Memories continues in just a second. Tom Knight's still hanging out here. He's still on the ceiling. He's feeling good about this and just kind of having a good time reminiscing and talking with some of the folks that made it happen. And I'm sure you're having a good time, too. It will continue, so stick around.
Don't wash your windows, sparkle them. You'll be surprised to see them when purple sparkle makes it clear. You'll see a whole new world out there.
It's window cleaning time again, and what a difference you'll see when you use the best Purple Sparkle Glass Cleaner. And we say best with conviction because Sparkle was judged the best for streak-free window cleaning when compared with the other leading glass cleaners by a National Consumer Rating Guide. That's right, Sparkle's streak-free heavy-duty formula cuts right through greasy dirt and grime to leave your windows sparkling clean. Sparkle is economical, too, and the sprayer's guaranteed for 5 years. Buy the refill size for even more savings. And be sure to watch for Sparkle's special buy two, get one free refund offer. Look for specially marked bottles and put a little sparkle in your life today.
Sparkle is the one you see to clean your windows beautifully. Leaves no streaks, cleans dirt and grime. To spray and wipe for sparkle shine.
Everybody running.
Everybody's running to McDonald's. Because now, every time you buy a delicious Big Mac sandwich, you get a $1 Adidas coupon. And you can use up to 10 of them. That means you can save up to $10 when you buy your next pair of Adidas shoes.
$10 off on a pair of Adidas? Wait for me! Run, don't walk, to McDonald's. And get your Adidas coupons when you buy a delicious Big Mac at participating McDonald's in Michigan. You can use your coupons when you buy your next pair of Adidas shoes at a participating Adidas outlet. Coupons available until October 16th or while supplies last. Remember, coupons must be redeemed by November 30th. Start saving your Adidas coupons today. Then keep running back for Adidas coupons and Big Mac.
Okay, now, if you still want to call in your favorite disc jockey, 545-5656, number to call. We're still taking that informal poll, and we'll let you know kind of how it comes out at the end of the show. Now, a few moments ago, we had a contest regarding that. Lee Allen, at that point, was the number one disc jockey in town, at least on the people that had called in. And the winners received a copy of Recollections, the Detroit Years, the Motown Sound, and the people who made it. Jack Ryan is with us today, and Jack, one more time, why don't you give out the address?
Okay, a lot of people didn't get it the first time around, Tim, so it's if they send $12.95, which will include postage and handling, that'll take care of everything, a check for $12.95, make it out to Recollections, and mail it to Whitlaker Marketing, Post Office Box 661, Whitmore Lake, Michigan, 48189. We'll take care of them. I think it'd be an excellent Christmas gift. You'd be able to get it, and their Christmas shopping would be out of the way.
And there's a chapter in there on the disc jockeys we've been speaking with today, as well as many others who we weren't able to get with today. We may have to just have a number two addition to this show because, people are responding so favorably. What's the weather look like right now? It's going to be sunny and pleasant today with a high of 78, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low of 58, and then mostly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers in the afternoon. Right now, sunny skies, 75 degrees at Honey Radio WHND. Number three on our Scott Regan interview goes like this.
What about Detroit radio?
What about Detroit radio?
In the 60s. How did they feel? Was it a family feel? Was it camaraderie? Did guys just come and go and do their show? I know I'm kind of leading you into some of these answers, but because we've already spoken.
That's okay. I can't talk really about the other stations, the camaraderie and all that. WDKNR, definitely there was a very high team sort of feeling. again, WKNR was a station that was in the right moment at the right place. And certainly there were talented people there, and certainly there were experienced, you know, professional broadcasters. But the station itself somehow, again, just locked into something. It just locked in. I mean, CKLW had Tom Clay, and they had Tom Shannon, and they had all that, and WXYZ had Lee Allen, and they had whoever, Dave Prince, and all these people. And yet Keener was somehow able to surpass all that. They just were the people's station. Keener was very much a common person, people radio station. And
you set a record, a ratings record.
A ratings record?
Yeah. Like you had a 25 share, and it's only been duplicated since by Tiger Baseball in 68 World Series.
Yes, it's true. And I'll be glad to talk about it. No, it's nice, you know.
Yeah.
It was an incredible thing. I had a 25 share of the audience, which was really amazing because the signal at WKNR didn't go to the east side of Detroit.
How about the Burger Club?
How about the Burger Club? The Burger Club came about, I was on the air, I was using the name Scott Regan, and I was looking for something I was looking for a gimmick or something, a bit, a thing, and I didn't know what it was. I wasn't satisfied with just this name, and one night I was on the phone, and someone called me up, and they said, "How you doing, Burger?" I said, "Why'd you call me Burger for?" So that's the big thing. Everyone's a burger these days. There's homework burger and school burger and this burger and mama burger and everything is a burger. And I said, "Great, thank you very much." And I hung up the phone and I started doing it. And I said, you know, "This is Scott Burger." And that was it. That's how it started. And somebody called up and said, "We had to start a fan club for you. We'll call it the Burger Club."
Didn't you come to town on a skateboard and get run out on a stage or something?
Well, in reality, I came to town on a skateboard and just recorded.
Uh-huh.
Because I couldn't actually, I never could ride a skateboard. If I was just sitting down in Kansas City. I came from Kansas City, and I was trying to think of some clever way to come to Detroit, and that's what we came up with, the Scott Regan Skateboard Report.
WHND, Honey 56, Tim Tam and the Turn-Ons, 1966. And wait a minute, what's going on right now? We've got about a half hour left of Jukebox Memories, taking a look at rock radio of the 60s. How could anybody forget the Big Eight?
You're in CK country, CKLW.
That's how they sounded, 1963 and 1964. And in 65, this happened for the Underdogs from Grosse Pointe.
When you get what you want in your struggle for self, and the world makes you kick for it, play. Just go to a mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your brother or mother or wife who judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass.
Cindy, Honey 56, we'll be back in a second. And remember Ernie, Frantic Ernie? We have his theme song. Coming up next, right after we pay for some groceries. Be back.
You want to keep your car in good repair for as long as you can. Well, now there's a guarantee on car repairs that lasts even if you keep your car past the turn of the century.